Hey there, this is Jason Van Ruler, and I wanted to take a couple of minutes here to introduce myself because I thought it might be helpful. So I am born and raised Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I am a counselor, a coach, a speaker, and also a father, a husband, and a faith guy. And so growing up here, I had what I would consider to be a pretty rough upbringing, come from a divorced and broken home, some abuse, some trauma. And so just kind of started life off in a way that I feel was pretty difficult and went from there to a life that was all my responsibility. And you know, the funny thing is I kind of developed the exact same life. And so early on in my 20s, I kind of just gave up. I went to school, ended up dropping out, didn't pay my bills, drank too much, you know, all the makings of a life that just wasn't going to live up to what it was supposed to. And then I started to kind of figure it out. And I think some of that is because I had to take responsibility. And the thing that I also learned was just that if it's going to be up to me, I'm going to have to try a little bit. And so I started to do that. And what I found is that I was really good at business and I was really good at marketing and sales. And so got a start in the recruiting and staffing industry, was able to start a couple businesses and just really loved that job. And was in a job where I was doing day-to-day staffing and really liked that. And it was about this time that I met my wife, Jody, and we had hit it off immediately. But more than that, I just felt like God had put her in my life and that she was my person. And so we got married, even though I still had a lot of bad habits and I still had a lot of wounded parts and a lot of brokenness. But we got married and I started to kind of pull it together a little bit, interestingly enough. And I think it was that time that I started to get in counseling, but also I started to feel a calling to help some of the people that I was getting jobs for in a different, more deep way. And what I mean by that is I realized somewhere along the line that even though we were doing great in a business sense in this temporary staffing, that a lot of the people I was working with had longstanding problems, which is why they were looking for day-to-day work, is because they could not stick with it long enough to develop a career. And so with that passion, I ended up finishing my bachelor degree, finished that, went to school at the seminary to become a counselor, became a counselor. When that happened, I got into a situation where I needed to do an internship. And I just kind of prayed and I said, God, you know, in light of all the things that I've been through, I will do any internship, just provided that it's not in the area of relationships or sexuality or intimacy. Because for me, those are just some real pain points. And so God, just I think being probably the funniest ever, said, yep, I hear that. And where you're going to end up is you're going to be going to intern in a place working with people who struggle with their sexual behavior and relationships and all that good stuff. And what I came to learn from that experience was this thing that I had vilified and been afraid of for so long. They were just people, and they're people that made bad mistakes. And so I don't want to minimize that, but at the end of the day, they were people. And so I learned so much about God's grace and love for us, and also healed some of those places that I didn't think would ever be healed, and went from there into a counseling career that's been phenomenal. I've just so enjoyed it. I've developed a practice and have owned a group practice. And so just have really enjoyed getting to do what I do and doing some traveling to facilitate workshops. And so that's all been wonderful. But then I turned 40. And if you're not 40 yet, you will someday. And you'll probably do what I did, which is to look in the mirror and ask yourself, have I done everything I'm here to do? And I didn't have to wait long for the answer because I think God quickly said no. Now, just a little bit about me. Having had a difficult upbringing and struggling a lot, something that I've really tried to do in my life is just become comfortable. So get to a place where there's no discomfort, no risk. I don't feel like I'm going to lose out or not be good enough because I have those feelings anyway. And so I don't want to ever put myself in a spot where that might happen just from what I'm doing. A mentor had said to me at one point that his concern for me was that my fear of discomfort and risk was going to keep me in the shallow end of the pool and that I'd never make it to the deep end. And I think what he meant by that is just, I was never going to go a place where I wasn't sure if I could swim or not. And unfortunately, I think that's where God calls us. You know, I think if we're really listening, God calls us to that place where we don't know if we can swim or not. And he does it because he's right there with us and he's making sure we're going to be fine. And so my wife, ever being encouraging and empowering, connected me with some people who had done some of the things that I wanted to do. One of them was a podcast. doing some writing and more speaking. And those people looked at me and they just said, okay, we're going to do it. And man, that was so hard to believe, still is hard to believe. But I believed them and I'm doing my best to believe them. And so from that came this podcast. And the hope for the podcast is that I can talk to people who maybe have done some amazing things or been really successful, or even just people who maybe the world doesn't consider that successful, but they've lived a good life. They've got good insight. They're interesting people. And my goal is to talk to them a little bit about what they've been doing, why they've been doing it, why does it matter to them, and then what's next. Because I think if we're not careful, we stop asking ourselves at a certain age, what's next? We then instead try to just hang on to what we've got. And the problem with that is that things are fleeting. We can't do that. And I don't think actually from a faith perspective that we're called to do that. I think we're called to not hold so tightly. And so what I want to do through those conversations, hopefully entertain you, but as a byproduct, I also want to encourage and motivate you to chase after your what's next and to identify that. Because I think if we do that and we do that with love, we'll find that there are people around us that will cheer us on, that will help us, that will give us growth, and that we'll become the best version of ourselves, but we got to take that step. And so that's my hope, is that I help you take that step. And along the way, I'm learning too. So I am thrilled about this. I think it's going to be fantastic. I can tell you, I've recorded some episodes already, just amazed by what's taken place and the way that people have shown up and just God's word spoken through. And even in, you know, some of the interviews where they're not faith people, that's okay with me. I think we can learn so much from each other if we just open our ears to do so. So enjoy the season. As always, if you have questions, comments, thoughts, I love to hear that stuff. That's what I live for. And if I can be of help to you, let me know. I've got a goal, help 1,000 people. And my hope is that I can do that this year. Thanks.